Parshas Shlach. Lomo nitzmecha Parshas Meraglim and Parshas Miriam. The Grashi, lefi shelokso al iskei diba shedibra v'achia, u'reshoyim halolu ro'u v'loy lakhu musa. The Meraglim was supposed to learn from Miriam not to speak Lashon Hara. Frexik the Kasha, Miriam spoke Lashon Hara on a person, on Moshe Rabbeinu, of a mensch. The Meraglim was talking about Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael, a doimim. It's about the state thought that there's Lashon Hara on a doimim. Actually, this is the Makar. They bring a Makar from here that there's Lashon Hara on a doimim. But why is it a tain on the Meraglim that the Meraglim learned out, didn't learn Musar from Miriam? Miriam spoke Lashon Hara on a mensch. What's the raya of Lashon Hara on a doimim? There's a mahalak from Shimshim Ashtapolya. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was onov mikol adam, asher al pnei adama. So Moshe Rabbeinu was under the earth. He's onov even more than al pnei adama. So if there's Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu, then there's Zichel Lashon Hara on adama. There's a tip to our word. Of the Maita Shteta on Oishpik Rishoyim alolu, lo'u v'loy lakhu musar. Rabbi Rucham has a whole shmuz over here where he explains a person has to be roya the loykeach musar. From everything a person sees, anything from misaviv, anything that happens, any ma'oira, a person has to be roya and loykeach musar. From anything that happens to them, from various angles, whenever a person is over on a person, he has to be roya the loykeach musar. That's the tzugan, how a person has to go to, that any various things that happen, a person has to always be mizboinen, and to be loykeach musar. You have to be roya the loykeach musar. It says that the Meraglim was sent Ur'isem es ha'aretz. And it says Ur'isem in the Torah three times. It says over here by the Meraglim Ur'isem es ha'aretz. It says at the end of the Parsha, Parsha Shlach, Vayte Parsha Shlach, Ur'isem oisoy u'zachartem u'zchomitzis Hashem. And there's a third time in Parsha Shmois, it says Ur'isem alo avnoyim by the Miyaldas. So there's a pshat. What's the three Ur'isem? We know the Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, the Erech Mishnah, Histakel b'shloisha dvarim v'yatabo lidei aveira. Histakel b'shloisha dvarim. A person has to be mistakel, to be roye. Three things. Me'ayin vosa, la'ona tohoylech, v'lesnei mi ata osin litin din v'cheshmen. The remez is on these three Uri'isem. Uri'isem es ha'aretz is la'ona tohoylech. Uri'isem al ha'avnoyim is a leido, is me'ayin vosa. And by tzitzis u'reisem oisoy u'zachatem is called mitzvah Hashem. Is the third one is l'snei mi ata osad litin din v'cheshmen. There's a word from the Goyim. It says in Kehelis, zechoyer es boyer echa bimei bacharusecha. Boyer echa could be read three different ways. Just the Medrash already says boyer echa is boyer echa, boyer cha, and be'erecha. Boyer echa is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boyercha is the kever, is the la'anat ha'hoylech, and be'ercha is from the tipas rucha me'ayin vasa. So those are the three things. Those are the three uri'isem. A person has to be roya mistakel, roya v'lekeach musar on those three inyanim. Interesting. One of the uri'isem is from tzitzis. On that mishnah gufa of istakel v'shloish dvarim, Rav Chaim Yivolozhin and Ruach Chaim in the Pirush on that Mishnah says that in the Parsha of Tzitzis there's a remez also on these three things, Histakel v'Shloish Dvarim, because he says Tzitzis is the Lashon of Histaklus, to be Mistakel, Meitzitz Min Acharakim, Tzitzis is to be Mistakel, and it says Tzitzis three times in the Parsha of Tzitzis. It says Tzitzis three times. One is V'Asul Lahem Tzitzis Al Kanti V'Gdeim L'Doy Roysam. So he says L'Doy Roysam is Me'ayin Vasa Dor Hoylech V'Dor Va L'Doy Roysam. The next one is Venosnu al tzitzis hakonas psil techeles. Techeles is lashon of tachlis la'onat ahoylech. And the third one, lesnei mi ata osim litin din v'cheshbin, is v'hoya lachem with tzitzis u'reisem oisoy. Oisoy is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings u'reisem oisoy. You'll be mizboinen HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayidei the tzitzis. So that's vital. The three things to be mistakel, the three things to be meitzitz, those are the shloisha dvarim to be royet. And that's what a person has to be mizboinen on everything he sees. To be losur, say over here, there's losur es ha'aretz. At the end is sasur, a person has to be on the right way, not chas v'shalom, the wrong thing. And if you mistakel on these three dvarim, ein atabo lidei aveira. So there's an interesting pshat, ein atabo lidei aveira. Aveira has yadayim. If a person is not misboinen on these three things, the aveira will grab you with its hands. A person can be nitfas, be yadei aveira. If you want to not be nitfas in the yadayim of aveira, it's mistakel b'shloish dvarim. Now, what if a person was already nitfas b'yedei v'aveira? If there was already, was poigish b'yetzer b'yedei aveira? Then there's only one eitzer. Then it's not the eitzer anymore of estakel b'shloishes varim. Estakel b'shloishes varim is the einat abol yedei aveira. You won't come to the yedayim of the aveira. But if you're already gechaf, there's only one eitzer. Moshchei lebeis hamedrash. Moshchei lebeis hamedrash is the trufa for that also. And there's a remez to that. There's a mishnah. In Oshon Pirkei Avos, Amar Rav Yosi ben Kisma, Pam Acha Sayisti Mahalach Vaderech, who Poga Bi Adam Echad, which this Adam Echad was Be'emes trying to be Meshachnei Ahim, Hayidei, Din Rezov Margolius, to not be in a Mokum Tayyar. And he insisted, no, I don't want to go with you, but this Pam Acha Halachti Vaderech, one time he left the Mishmedesh. Pam Acha, one time, huh? Well, he left the Mishmedesh, Pam Acha, right away, Poga Bi Adam Echad, he starts having ideas. In the Mishmedesh, it wouldn't happen. Mashrei Lebeis HaMedesh. Outside the Mishmeresh Pam Achas, he was already Pogish. So there's a pshat, it's Emerson last week's parsha, Sigiven Isruchag, of the Yontif Sheni, over in last week's parsha, there's a pasuk in Pesach Sheni, it says, Ha'ish asher hutar, uvaderech loyhoyo, v'chod amilat is Pesach, we didn't make a common Pesach. The lashon of the pasuk is, Ha'ish asher hutar, uvaderech loyhoyo. So I saw two pshat, and the same idea, both pshat, but a different niggin. One from Ashul B'Shem, Rabbi Kivega, one from the Goyim. Rabbi Kivega says the niggin is, the way you say the divorce is Va'isha Shahu Tahar, someone that wants to be Tahar, Uvaderech Lahaya. He shouldn't go on the Derech. Live in the Beit Medrash. Va'isha Shahu Tahar is someone that didn't go on the Derech. And from the Goyim, I saw it the same idea but differently. Va'isha Shahu Tahar, Uvaderech, someone that's Batar and he thinks because he was on the Derech, Lahaya. Zazach is Nishgiven. In the Beit Medrash is where a person is, Einat Abba, where even if you're ready, Ulidei Aveira is Mashchei LeBeit Medrash. But all of the state, the Shlach Lecha Anoshim, there was the Shtemes Rei Meraglim, one from each Shevet. The Yerushalmi brings in Soita that the Emes each Shevet had two Meraglim. No, they're only mentioned, the Choshev one that's mentioned, but the Emes each Shevet sent two Meraglim. Actually, you could say a Taich, why each Shevet has two Meraglim, because the Emes, it's interesting, it says that Lemate Ephraim Moshe Abinun, and Lamate Yosef, Lamate Menashe, Gadi ben Susi. And the Mefarshim tell why it says Yosef is stressed by Menashe. Why isn't Yosef already stressed by Lamate Ephraim, Moshe Abinun, which is a few psukim earlier? It should have said Lamate Yosef, Lamate Ephraim, Moshe Abinun. So the Ramban says because Yeshua ben Nun didn't say Lashon Hara. And Yosef was the one that was Moiti Diba Alecha. We put him with one of the Meraglim that was Moiti Diba. But I heard a pshat once that the emes, there's two dinim here in the Meraglim. There's one din in the Meraglim to be mevarer about the melchama, tachsisi ha-melchama, if they're going to have, they'll make the melchama to go into Eretz Yisrael. And one is lagabi the Yerusha, when they're going to be Yerush to Eretz, to see where Yisam has to Eretz, what kind of Eretz it is, what kind of land. One is tachsisi melchama, one is lagabi Eretz. Now, when is Ephraim and Menashe considered a shevet? And when is Ephraim and Menashe not considered a shevet? And rather, Yosef is a shevet, and Levi is a shevet. There's a lot of tirus in this when Ephraim and Menashe are considered the shevet. But Kenzai, Legabi, Chalukas Ha'aretz, Avad Ephraim and Menashe are two different shvatim. Ephraim and Menashe get Chalukas Ha'aretz as a separate shevet. But Legabi, Tachsitze Mulchama, Kenzai not. So Kenzai, the Meraglim was sent with two dinim. But there was one din Legabi the Mulchama, one din Legabi the Kibash, the Nachlo. So that's why it says, Lamati Yosef, Lamati Menashe, Gadi ben Susi, because Gadi ben Susi was representing Menashe, Legabi the Chalukas Ha'aretz, because Menashe gets the Chalet, but then there's also representing Alta Mulchama. Alta Mulchama, he's representing Gantz Shevet Yosef. Why didn't they send if he's a Nitzig for Shevet Levi? That's a listen. But I was trusting Echveitnish, the Yerushalmi here is saying that every Shevet, the Emes Taka sent two Meraglim. It can't be, it's vital because of these two Dinim. I even saw someone wanted to say that it says there's different Lashonis, there's Meraglim and there's Losor. There's two different things. There's Meragel. A Meragel is for the Tachsisi Melchama. Losor is Letayer. Letayer is to see more about the what kind of land it is. But all of you state that there was two Meraglim for each Shevet. Frek Rabbi Kiveger, this Rabbi Kiveger is in the Gilyan Ashas, in Soita, the Aflam Adalas, Frek Rabbi Kiveger, we know the Gemara Darshins that a minion of people is 10. Because over here it says, that Moshe Ha'ed Ha'ra'adoit, and Yotso Yeshua v'kalev, so Eidah means 10. L'chayr, a minyan should need 22, because there was 24 Meraglim. Yotso Yeshua v'kalev, so a minyan should need 22. Rabbi Kiveger fresh joined the kasha, he brings the kasha. L'chayr, the pshat is that the diak of Eidah is on the ones that are mefurish b'kra. And since the ones that are mefurish b'kra are only these 12, So only from these 12 we learn the din of Eidah. Now it's a murder because we have to understand that Avada, all of the Meraglim were Avada. Rashi called them Rishoyim Halalu. Mitzacheni, he says that only afterwards I say Shok Sheirim Hayu. The fact that it was ready in a tia, we read in Avada of Gedolei Olam of each Shevet. Akhi the captain Amban is handling what's the Seder. It's an interesting Seder. It doesn't go to feed the Seder of Toldosam. It doesn't go to feed the Seder of the Degolim. It's an interesting Seder. Reuben, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Ephraim, Medbinyamin. The Seder is Madna. The Ramban has a Mahalach. And then there's so many times when one time we have to make up a Gansa with the Farnem. We have to work out all the different places in the Torah why it brings the different Seder of the Shvatim. But over here, over here, punk, the Ramban says a pshat. Over here, it's going to see the Seder of the Chashivas of the Shlichim, of the Meraglim. It wasn't to see the Seder of the Shevet, it was to see the Seder of the Chashivas. And it's fascinating. Kolev ben Yifune is the third, and Yeshua ben Nun is the fifth. Shamua ben Zakur comes before him, and Shofet ben Chayri comes before him. And the Ramban says it was the feast Seder Chashivas of the Yechidim, of these people, not Oysi Shok Sheremo, Yimadavisim, Redden, Begum, Yedavisim. Now one of them is Kolev ben Yifune, Avada, the two of Yeshua and Kolev. Kolev ben Yifune, the Gemara says in Soita, Yifune is Chetzroin ben Peretz. That means Kolev is the son of Chetzroin, who's the son of Peretz, the son of Yehuda. Kolev ben Yifune, Yifune is Chetzroin. Now in Rus, in Megillas Rus, it tells us the Seder of Malchus Beis David from Yehuda. And it says, Yehuda was a Hoyle Peretz, Chetzroin, Rum, Aminodav, Nachshain, Salmon, Boyas, Bechule, till you get to David. The son of Chetzroin is Rum. Here it says Kolev ben Yifune. Yifune is Chetzroin. So he had two sons, Kolev and Rum. Someone wanted to suggest they were the same person. They had two different names. It's the same person. But it's been formed first in Divrei Hayom and Nishtazoi that there was two different brothers, the sons of Chetzroin or Yifune, who's the same person. Kolev and Rum. The problem is, Moir de Gakasha, sort of Reisman in the Sefer, brings this Kasha and he says a very big Chiddush, a Mahalach, from a Kadmoin, Rabbi Dal HaTzafasi, a Kadmoin, who's on this chat. It says Miriam was Zoyche to have Malchus Beis David come out of her. How is Miriam Zoyche she had Malchus Beis David? Because Miriam married Kolev ben Yifune. Yeah, but that's not who David came from. You look at the Pesukim in Rus. Yehuda, Peretz, Chetzroin, Rum, Aminodav, Nachshain, Vechulei, till you get to David. Kolev is not on the Rishima of the Ben Achar Ben to go into David HaMelech. Rum is the one that, so, and Kolev and Rum is not the same person. So he brings this Mahalach that it was Yibum, that Miriam married both brothers. First was one of them. You have to move the Cheshvin. That he wants to say, yeah, but he wants to say that it's Nikras al Shmoy. The Lomas of Yibum, it's Nikras al Shmoy. That's the Lomas. Why Miriam? No, Miriam Abad is the mother of both. But who had the children? It says here that Aminadab was the son of Rum. On the other hand, it says that Malchus Beis David came from Miriam. She married both of them. That's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to say. Achidush. Now Hoshea bin Nun. We have Kolev and we have Hoshea bin Nun. Hoshea bin Nun is without the hay. Moshe Rabbeinu without the yud. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe for yud and turned him into Yehoshua bin Nun. The Chassam Sofer says that why is he called Hoshea bin Nun, not Ben? Everyone else is Ben. So he says, because we added a Yud and turned him into Yehoshua. So the Yud, we know, came from Sarai. The Yud came from Sarai. But Sarai, the Yud in Sarai doesn't have any Nakudas. So where did the Yeh, where did the Shva come from? The Yud came from Sarai. But where do you get the two Nakudas for Yehoshua? So the two Nakudas they took from Ben, and that's why he turns into Bin. The problem is that he's called already earlier, Hoshea bin Nun, even before it was Mikaita Tehei, they already took the Nakudas. However, it says that the Yud came from came from Sarai. I had a Malakasha that Lechaira, the Yud comes from Sarai, but we know that the Yud of Sarai went to Avraham and Sarah. They took the Yud and they made into two hay. And it went to Avraham and Sarah. How does the Yud go to Yeshua? So, Kenzain, the Chetza of the Yud goes to Yeshua. But there's the Shavis, the Gematria is the Shavis, there's the Chetza and there's the Shavis. The Gematria was upgetailed to Avraham and Sarah, but the Etzem Yud went to Yehoshua, and like we're saying, the Nakudas came from Yehoshua bin Nun. the Targum Yoinasan says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Yeshua was an Onav, and therefore he was Moshe for Yud, and he called him Yehoshua. So I saw Pshat from the Oyev Yisrael, and after he said, what's the Pshat? That he's an Onav, and therefore he gave him the name Yehoshua. Because the Emes is a Shiloh, he brings a medrash that by Kriyas HaMesim, the Seder of Kriyas HaMesim is going to be the Fi Aleph base. If your name is Avram and starts with an Aleph, you're going to be Mechai Mesim before Binyamin, before God. It goes with the Seder of Aleph base. So L'chaira, it would be an issue that turning his name from Hoshea to Yehoshua, he's coming later on the list. So maybe he wouldn't want it. But he brings, there's another medrash that says that Anovim are going to become with Kriya first. So the Baal Yehoshua was an Anov, it wasn't an issue that he was Moses, and he turned his name into Yehoshua. So you have the Meraglim, they come back, and all the Rishonim still in this famous, the Mefarshim. In the beginning, the Meraglim say, the first few Psukim, they're saying what they saw. L'chaira, where do you see Dibas Haaretz? They come back. Vayisapru. There's Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash, Vezeh Piriyah. Grab it. The Ag Ha'om and the Orem HaBetzuras G'dolos Ma'oy, they were told to be Mavar. Hechazak Hu HaRofe HaMa'atu Amrov. And they push it to say, what's going on? Vayas Cholav Esa'om. And he says, Oloi Nale. And then they start saying, and they say, no, Loi Olu, we're not going to be Matzliach. What was Vayas Cholav? What was the Vikuach? What did they say wrong in the beginning? They sat a call. Were being mevarer what they were asked to be mevarer. So the Rishonim still, the Ramban says that the word efes was no good. Efes ki azam, the krech. Efes ki azam. It's not clear what exactly was the pigia in the beginning. There's a mahalach and the Be'er Ma'im Chaim. He says a chiddush that the emes in the beginning they didn't say too much wrong. The ikur they were just being meranes that it's going to be hard to be koyvish eretz Yisrael. But then vayas koli v'sa'am, koli quiets them down. He wants to say olei nala. Then he already says, comes to Yitzchuach. He says, again, you have to know, we're talking about the Gedolei Olam, but there was, when Kolev is quieting them, now there's already a Shaila of who's going to be Matzliach. Kolev wants to be his Mahalach. Once there's a Yitzchuach that the other person's going to be Oila on you, there's a debate, there's a Yitzchuach, now everything bursts, they say Ola Nala, they start saying no, Loi Ola Nala, it's not going to be, they're against Kolev. Until then in the Chanami, in the beginning, if you look in the Daikin, there wasn't too much going on, what the chait was. Afterwards it was already a shayla. The emes, I saw another mahalach that, what was the inyan, what was the meraglim, the problem was, very nice, orim, mitzureis, yelidei anok, the rabbanu shloilem, is kol yochol, what's bechlal the shayla, pagam en amuna. He says, avada, al piderech hateva, it's vada inat shayach, to be menatzeich them, the lamed aleph malach. No, I'm forstetech, if you go v'derech neis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do anything. The Meraglim were worried about Shema Yigram Achit. This was the Nakuda of the Vikuach. They were worried if the Klal Yisrael was going to be holding thereby on the Madrega that they're right that the Eibush says Oysel Lehem Neit to be able to be Menaseyach on the Malachim. This was the Nakuda of the Vikuach. The Kotzke says, what was the Nakuda of the Meraglim? They come and they complain, V'nihi be'eneinu kechagovim v'chein hayinu be'eneyem. He says, this is the problem. And if you say Gadol, a person has to know how to be Maris himself. Person shouldn't have a low self-esteem, right? This is what I'm talking about in English. Your person shouldn't have erech atzmi namuch. He shouldn't feel low about himself. The pshat is, they felt like chagavim b'chein ayinu b'neyan. If that's how you feel, then that's not gonna, you're not going to be matzmiach. A person has to know what there is. A person has to know his erech, he has to know his darg. V'anihi b'einenu kachagavim v'chein ayinu b'neyan. There's a pshat from the Michtav Sofer, the son of the Chatam Sofer. The Michtav Sofer, he says, "Vanihi beinenu kachagovim v'chein ayinu beinen." He says, when you look into a person, you look inside a person's eyes. You look closely into a person's eye, you see yourself. You're able to see yourself when you look into the person's eye. And he says, there's a remez to it. There's a pasuk. Shomreini ki ishoin bat oyin. Inside the eye. You see a little menshula. Shemreini ki ishan bas ayin. You see a little menshula inside. Now it's very small because the eye is small, but you see the reflection, you see yourself. The Meraglim are saying that the Anokim was so big that their eyes, they were huge, their eyes were the size of a person. The Cain. Cain is like Cain benoit slavcha doivreis. Cain, that it's nochain, it was true. The Cain, hayinu beinayim. We saw ourselves, in life size. The Cain, hayinu beinayim. We saw ourselves. The Godel Tavi. We saw ourselves in life size. The Cain, Ayinu Beinei. That's the Arab Shah. So Kalev and Yeshua want to say, Olin Alan, the Yidden are be'emes listening to the 10. Now what's Taka the Pshat that the Yidden were Nimshach after the 10 Meraglim and not after the 2 Meraglim? So you say, right, the Aruch Chaim spells it as a kasha because Trei Kemeya, in Eidus, there's no chilek between 2 and 10. And you have to know why over here, what was the Natiya that Klal Yisrael Taka went after the Roiv and not after the Shnai? That has a whole Nidin of them. So the Eivus complains to Moshe that Klal Yisrael was Chosin, the Chet of the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu starts davening. The pasuk says, "Va'ato yigdal no koyach Hashem kasher dibarta leimor." It says, "Yigdal no koyach Hashem." It doesn't say yudkei vavkei. It says the same adnus, aleph dalid, and then nun and yud. "Va'ato yigdal no koyach Hashem." So I saw in the Lekech Aliyah, if he brings from the Tchelas Mordechai, that the Golim, we know there was 4 the Golim. There was the Iker Roshay the Golim was Yehuda. The Iker the Golim was Yehuda, Ruvain, Ephraim, and Don. And his great thing Yonim is the Golem, but he says each one of the Golem stands for one letter of the Shem Adnus. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and then Yud. Now Yehuda, Kolev is from Yehuda. Yehuda was the Aleph, and Ephraim, which was Yeshua, was the Nun. So the Pasuk says, Va'ato Yigdol No, Nun Aleph, Koyach, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. The emissary was a Pagan, because From the Degel of Reuven, from the Degel of Don, they were from the Meraglim, they were poigim in the Dalet and the Yud. So we're only left with the letters Nun and Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, Va'ata Yigdal No, even just from the No, from the Nun and the Aleph, which is Degel Yehuda and Degel Ephraim, it should be able to come back the full koyach of the full shame of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, O chelik of the Yud Gimel Midas, the abridged version, Hashem Erech Apayim V'Rabcheset Noitei Oving V'Fosha. He doesn't say all of the Yud Gimel Midas, he only says the Chelik of them. Zot the Meshech Chochma, Moir the Kipshat. In Parshas Kitzitzo, it says the full Nusach of the Yud Gimel Midas. Now, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, what are the Yud Gimel Midas? Which ones, which words of that Pasuk is the Yud Gimel Midas? Most Rishonim say Hashem, Hashem. Not most Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim hold that Hashem, Hashem are 2 Midas. The first Hashem and the second Hashem. And then Kael is the third Midas. Some Rishonim only count 1 Shem. There are sheikhs that only Kael is the first Midah. But let's assume that we Rashi, Toitzes, Asachman, Rishayim, and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, learn Hashem, Hashem is the first 2 Midahs. And the Gemara Darshan's in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Koidim Sheyechteh, Hashem La'achar Sheyechteh. Hashem is Rachamim, Yudkei Vavkei, is Rachamim, the first one of the Shemis. Koidim Sheyechteh and La'achar Sheyechteh. Fret the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah. Hashem Koidim Sheyechteh and La'achar Sheyechteh. Why do you need Rachamim Koidim Sheyechteh? You need rachanim la'achar sheyesta. Why do you need a midah of rachanim koydim sheyesta? And that's then, as some rishonim say, only the second shame is considered a midah of rachanim. So there's a pshat from the Bali Musar. They say, if a person is holding koydim sheyesta, he needs grace and rachanim. He's kamati, he's in the Yidei Aveira already. Koydim sheyesta, ot, koydim sheyesta, a person needs rachanim merubim. But the Rosh asks the kasha, the Rosh says the teret, he said, because over there was avodah zarah. And by the Zorah, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes Machshava Kemaitza. The Baal Kodesh Baruch Hu makes Machshava Kemaitza. So even the Machshava, the Koidim Sheyechta, already needs Rachim. Azoy Zof the Rosh. Zof the Meshech Chochma Lefizet, very Gishmak. Parshas Kisisa is Moshe Rabbeinu says the Midoy after the Chet of the Egel. By the Zorah. Now he's saying a Chelik of the Midoy after the Chet Meraglim. Chet Meraglim is not a Avodah Zarah. There's many Mahalchim, you can speak, what is the Nekuda of the Chet Meraglim? L'chayr is not a Avodah Zarah. That's why, in Parshas Kisisa, it says Hashem, Hashem twice, because it's talking about the Chet of Avodah Zarah. The Chet of Avodah Zarah is also Hashem Koidim Sheyechta. By Avodah Zarah, even Koidim Sheyechta, you need Rachamim. Over here, we're handling the Chet Meraglim, it only says one shame. Only one time you gave up, the second one, not the first one. Azoy, Zok, the Meshech Chacham. You have the Hemshech of the Parsha, the Sephorna Shtel, Anakuda, you have the Parsha of Chala, and you have the Parsha of the Nesachim. Now, Avad, it's a ganza Mesechta, Chala, it's a ganza Mesechta, it's Nish, a ganza Mesechta Chala, but a word from the Sephorna, And it's interesting, we'll be mocking that the Sifurna does this a lot of times. The Sifurna has this Derech HaLimud to be Mechadish, that certain things were Neschadish in the Torah because of something. We'll say straight what he means. He says, Klor, he says, the Parsha of Nesochim was only Neschadish because of the Chet HaEgel. Before there was the Chet of the Egel, there wouldn't have been the Musag of Parshas Nesochim. Before Chet HaEgel, there would be a Musag of being Makar of a carbon without the Tzoyrach of being Moisif Nesochim. Only after the Chet HaEgel was Nesrabe, was Neschadish, that there was a Tzoyrach to bring Nesochim. He says, Avada, Hevel, Noyach, Avram, the Bnei Yisrael, by Har Sinai, brought Karbonis. It doesn't say Nesochim. After Chet HaEgel was Nitzrach, the Musag of a Tzoyrach of Nesochim. B'doimel is there also in this parsha, by Chala, he says, the parsha of Chala was only Neschadish after Chet Meraglim. Only after Chet Meraglim, Azoy, it would have been able to go straight in, and Issa would be mutter everything of the Issa. You make, there wouldn't have been a Tzoyrach of Afrosh as Chala. The same idea that Sifurna does also Lagabi Chet Adam Arishan, he has a few things that things change because of the Chet, the Gidrei HaTorah changed. But copy our parsha, those are two Nakudas that he says, that Nesochim was only Neschadish because of Chet. Egel, Chalo was only Neschadish because of Chet. Meragel. You have Vaitan in the parsha, you have Makoshish. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Makoshish was Machalo Shabbos and they didn't know what to do with him. He was Makoshish Eitzim. What meant Makoshish Eitzim? To Machloikis Tanoyim, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Tzadik Bob, there's a sugi there. The Gemara brings three sheetis. What it means in Mitzias, Mekoshish Eitzim. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel brings, in the Amora he brings, Mekoshish means Havaras Arba Amis Bershus Harabim. There's another Braisa that says it was Toilish, he was Toilish Eitzim. And Rav Achav Rayaka says he was Ma'amer. So we have three sheetis what it means. Either he was Ma'amer, Toilish, or Havaras Arba Amis. Now the Emes, I had a Ha'ara. The Medrash says that there's a shita that Tzlofchad himself was the Makoshish. There's a Machloikis that Tzlofchad was the Makoshish. But Naniach that Tzlofchad was the Makoshish, right? It says Bechet Oimet. It's not clear who was Tzlofchad. There is a Mahalach that Tzlofchad was the Makoshish. But the Medrash says he was Meskav L'Shem Shemayim. Now if he was Meskav L'Shem Shemayim, Mechaba Ha'or, that says he wanted to be Mechal Shabbos and get killed, that the Olam should realize, that says Andres say that Klal Yisrael maybe would think that it's not so ernst until they enter Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to show that even in the Midbar Chil of Shabbos, Yechayiv Mitzvah. So he did it L'Shem Shemayim. Frevius, if he did it L'Shem Shemayim, why did he have to do more than 1/8? If it's Havorah versus Harabim, if he was doing it because he wanted to take a transfer 20 pieces of wood, so he was schlepping 20 pieces of wood. But if he was doing it L'Shem Shemayim, why was it necessary to do more than 1/8? And Kemaykin, if it was Toilish, be Toilish 1/8. If it's Ma'amer, it's good. Because ma'amer means to be ma'amer eitzim. You're not ma'amer 1/8. Ma'amer is you ma'amer eitzim. Or if it's toilish, or if it's havarah versus harabim in l'shem shemayim, but pass more than one. So if someone wanted to say a teretz, he had to do one. Then they came to give him asra, and after that asra, he says afal pikein, and he does the second one. Ula. But that was the aura that l'chayra. If it's ma'amer, it makes sense why it's eitzim. Like the other sheet, it's shver. Now it says there in the pasuk, vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. And then there was the Makoshish. What's the connection? Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Rashi already said, "Bignusan shel Yisrael divar akosiv shelo shamru el Shabbos rishoino uvashniya bozev echilah." It's bignusan divar akosiv because they were only shomer one Shabbos. Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, only one Shabbos, and right away the Makoshish. It's very not borer. When was the Makoshish? After Shabbos of Morah or after Har Sinai, or when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Yom Kippur? Because then you have more than two Shabbosim that they already kept. When exactly is the story of the Makoshish if Rashi says that they only kept one Shabbos before then? That's from my eyes I didn't. But I want to say there's Epshir a few other Pshatim, the Orachayim and other Mepharshim say, what's the type? Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, and then it was Makoshish. So, if Makoshish means Havara Arba Amis Rishus HaRabin, the Midbar is the Rishus HaRabin. So it's a Gemara and Shabbos Nabor. The Gemara says that the Sfir and Braisa is a Midbar Rishus HaRabin or not. And the Gemara answers it's a stira. One Braisa says it's a Rishus HaRabim. One Braisa answers it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Answers the Gemara, Shabbos Tavavah Medbeis. Loi Kasha, Hov is Mansha B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar. Hov Kasha Ein B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar. When the Yidin weren't in the Midbar, it's Samazoy a Midbar, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. When the B'nei Yisrael is in the Midbar, then it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Ibazoy, Zokta Erechayim HaKodesh, Gevaldi. Vayiyu B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar. They were in the Midbar. Ibazoy has a din of Rishus HaRabim. and then you're able to be mefarish that the chayiv for havara. Like the shita that makashish means havara. Because if the yid wouldn't be in the midbar, it wouldn't get a din of rishus haram. The pella is, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos learns that gemara, punk faket. The gemara brings a stira, there's a midbar rishus haram. And the Gemara says, "Why Kasha? How did Manshah Bnei Yisrael by Midbar? How did Kshein Bnei Yisrael by Midbar?" The Rambam learns Fakert when the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, so there was Mechitzis and it was closed book, and it wasn't the din of Rishus Rab. So that's the when it's the Yidna not in the Midbar. So Avad it Shver. First of all, what's by you Bnei Yisrael by Midbar? But Biyoyse they were talking in the Midbar. It's not a din of Rishus Rab. Luchayra, the Rambam can have to learn that it was Ma'amer or Toilish. The Rambam can't learn Rishus Rab because Taka it's not a Rishus Rab, but Manshah Bnei Yisrael by Midbar. So Avad the Rambam's gonna have to learn Toilish or Ma'amer. But if it's Tylus or Ma'amr, fine. But why does it say by Yehu B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar? So there's another chat that Arachayim brings. If it's Ma'amr or Havara, where did they get the wood from? They were schlepping wood from Yankiv Avinu. They were schlepping wood. But if it's Tylus, where was the Tylus in the Midbar? Where were things growing in the Midbar? Here it says, by Yehu B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar. And the Medrash says, when the Yidden were there, things were growing. It's given Levitic. By Yehu B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar, it's possible. There should be Tylus. So if it's Havara versus the Rabbim, then we're going to go not like the Rambam. By Yehu B'nei Yisrael by Midbar, and therefore it did have a din of Rishus HaRav. Like the Shita of Toilish, it's by Yehu B'nei Yisrael by Midbar, so there were trees growing. And I wanted the Moises Ulai, you know, it says they didn't know what to do with him. It's not clear. What was the suffix? What was the Nidin? They didn't know if a Machal Shabbos is Beskila, they didn't know which Malacha, Lepula, Kemen Zogin, that it's going like the man, the Omer, it was Havara versus the Rabbim. But the Vikuach was, to Mahatma, the Rambam, that it's not a din of Rishus HaRavim. Or that it does have a din of rishus. Totally in the sugya, if it has a din of rishus around, that was the veloy noida. But that efshar is lifupula. We'll go a step further. You have in Sochim, I think it's yesterday's omid, for those doing the omid, I'm not sure which omid, but it's the holding in different ketzev. In Sochim, daf mem vav amid beis, there's a sugya of a hoyl. Hoyl is that a malacha on yomtif is mutter. A malacha is mutter. Hoyl. Toysus over there asks, Malacha should always be mutter, because it's mutter for a choyle, and if it's mutter for a choyle, hoyle, it's mutter for a choyle, it should be mutter for everyone. As I read Toysus and Sochim. Zog Toysus, you don't say hoyle agav a choyle, because choyle is loy shriach. Fret the or chodosh. And Sochim that hey, also it mentions hoyle, me toys. B'shem 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 Mila is doicha Shabbos. Mila is doicha Shabbos. Which malacha is Mila? Toilish. Why is Toilish also on Shabbos? Afret Akash. Why is Toilish also on Shabbos? For Milo, it's mutter to do. Karsen Eitzen. You're allowed to even chop down wood. Karsen Eitzen, Lathis, Pachamin, Lathis, to make the sakin, to make a Milo. So you should have Hoyl, and Al Hoyl should be mutter to do Toilish. Now, if Emeth is Tak, I don't know what the terror is. Tak, Abom, Akash. And Toilish already asked you should say Hoyl, Al Hoyl. So Toilish says, Hoyl is my Shchiach. Hoyl is my Shchiach. But Mila is Shchiyah, and you should have Hoyl to do Toilish Agav Mila. So I don't know what the Torah says. It's Takashver. But in the Midbar, they didn't do Mila. The 40 years that they were in the Midbar, there was no Mila. Vayu B'nei Yisrael. As long as the Orchot is B'shem B'Shagasari. Vayu B'nei Yisrael V'Midbar. So there was no Mila during those 40 years. So there's no Hoyl Al Mila. Stamad and Chayla also. There was no Chayla. Vayvazoy, there's no Heter of Toilish, and there was a Malach of Toilish. So that's another Echeshbin. Vayu B'nei Yisrael V'Midbar. It wasn't a problem of. It wasn't a problem of Toilish. Now the Gemara says, Havara l'chalik yotzis. And the oil knows from Pesachim, there's a stira from Rashi in Pesachim to Rashi in Yevamit. When we say Havara, like Savaru Eish, Pachom Hashem Seichem, like Savaru Eish, Havara l'chalik yotzis. What does it mean l'chalik yotzis? What would I think without that? So in one place Rashi says, I would think that if you do, in Pesachim Rashi says, if you would do four or five melachis, if you would do four or five melachis, you would still only be chayiv one, because you did one melach. Rashi in Yevamit says, a moir de kechidish ha-havamina. Without the chiddush of l'chalik yotzes, you're only chayiv if you do all 39 laws. L'chalik yotzes, that you don't have to do all 39. There was a havmina you would have to do all 39 malachas. Not that if you do a few malachas, you're chayiv one. The havmina is you only consider a machalal Shabbos if you do all 39 malachas. Frekta Mizrachi, in Parshas Vayakel, on the pasuk of the Savaru Eish Pachomash Meseichem. It's mefurish by the Makoshish. He did one malacha. I don't know what he did. Other toilish. Other Ma'amer, other Havara Rishus Rav, but he didn't do 39 malachas. He did one malach. Why do you need a pasuk l'chalik yotzis? And Rashi says l'chalik yotzis means that you have to do all 39 malachas. It's mefurish by the Makoshish that you don't have to do all 39 malachas. It's mefurish anyway. So why do you need a pasuk of mechalik? You need it for the other half of mechalik that you're not chayiv for a few malachos. But the half that you have to do all 39 as a vada is very shver. Yeah. When mamshich now after mekayish comes sittis, there's a vada a hemshich between mekayish and sittis. Rashi already brings b'shem Rav Moshe Hadarshan lom and nismach a parshas mekayish leparshas avoydus kechavim to teach you that a mechal or shabbos is kilu avoydus kechavim. And then it says sittis because to teach you that sittis also is shakel keneged kol atayra kula. Sittis has a shaykes with shabbos. Now, in the chuliyot, when we make tzitzis, there's various minhagim, but a lot of people have the minhag that they make the chuliyot of tzitzis, there's 39 times you go around. You do 7, 8, 11, 13, which is connected to 39 malachis. And not stam is connected to 39 malachis, the 39 malachis are broken, if you know, into the four categories. There's the first 13 of malachis zireya, from zireya till oise. Then there's 11 of malachis ariga. Then there's 8, and then there's 7. The malachas, the 39, the lamed tes malachas are broken into 7, 8, 11, 13. And taka, that's also the chulius. According to a lot of minhagim, the chulius that you do in sittis, you turn the sittis around 7, 8, 11, 13. Beli kesher to that, or maybe with the kesher, I don't know, there's a Gemara in Shabbos of Ayin Dalid that talks about various malachas that a person could create various things. He makes a tanner, he makes a chalsa. And by making this thing, you're over a lot of malachas. And I'm not going to go into all the cheshbonos, there's Rashi, Rabbeinu Chana, Lasaf, Shitas, how it works out. We're saying the numbers 7, 8, 11, 13. Listen to a Gemara. Omar Rava, Shabbos of Ayin Dalet Amid Beit. Omar Rava, Hayman, the Ovid Chavito, Yechayiv 7 Chatois. It comes out in the Cheshmon. You build the Zazaf, Yechayiv 7. If you make a Tanura, Yechayiv 8. If you make a Chalsa, Yechayiv 11. And if you make a Chayta Lepume, if you add something to the Chalsa, 13. Those numbers, 7, 8, 11, 13, are the four Dugmois that the Gemara grabbed the pick of a person that's over. On those malachas, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis, Omer Rish Lakish Kol Hazoyer B'Sittis Zoicha U'Meshamshin Loi Beis Alosim B'Shmoyne Meis Avodim. And the Gemara brings a pasuk in Zechariah which teaches us that a person is going to be zoicha if he's zor in the midst of Sittis to be zoicha to 2,800 avodim. There's a whole cheshbon there in Rashi. We learn that from a pasuk in Zechariah. Now, it's still brought down from the Arizal. It's brought down that if a person is zor in the midst of Sittis, he's zoicha to 1,800 avodim. The Gemara says in Shabbos, he's zoicha to 2,800 avodim. And from the Arizal, it's brought down, he's zoicha to 1,800 avodim. There's a whole cheshbonus, space. Why? It comes out to 1,800. But how does it stem with the Gemara? So there's a pshat from the Goyin. The Goyin says, because tzitzis is gematria 600. Tzitzis is gematria 600. And it says tzitzis three times in the parasha of tzitzis. So that's 600 times 3 is 1,800. And that's why he's zoicha to 1,800. Nor konos tcheles is gematria 1,000. So in the times when they had tcheles, in the times of the Gemara they had tcheles so in the times of the Gemara you had tzitzis three times, plus konos tcheles is taka 2,800. That's the Gemara shita. That there's 2,800 avodim. When Arizal is going, that we don't have tcheles, it says with the roisam, the loven is with the roisam, not the tcheles. Tcheles, you don't have konos tcheles, you left only with 1,800. Now, this is l'chayra halacha l'maisa, ki yadua, there's a Bach. The Bach says in Hilchas Tzitzis, it's in a few places in Hilchas Tzitzis, and also, everyone knows the famous Bach. By Tzitzis, Bibald, it says, Beferish, Uzacharten, it's called Mitzvah Hashem. So, the Bach says that there's a special din of kavono, that by tzitzis, besides the regular din of mitzvah strichas kavona, you have to have kavona that you're being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis in order to uzachartim kol mitzvah Hashem. K'moy kein, the Bach says that by tefillin and also by the mitzvah of sukkah, the Bach says that you have to have in mind the man yeinu, you have to have in mind the reason of the mitzvah. Having in mind the reason of the mitzvah is a chelik of the din kavona. The pasuk is not ma'akev, there's a nidna, the bikuriyakev about it, but I don't think it's a famous Bach. In Simen Ches, in Simen Chaf Hei, and in Simen Tav Reish Chaf Hei, by tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. Now this is negei halacha l'maisa. A person is wearing tzitzis. A ganze tov, you have to realize it's a moira de gazat. A person is mesuvah of the mitzvah the whole time, mitzvah of tzitzis, and you have to have a mind beside mitzvah striches kavana, and that's not sam. You know, like the sam of tractors bringing that. You're wearing tzitzis. Leman tizkiru. It's not only the kavana of mitzvah striches kavana. There's the kavana of the Bach. Halacha l'maisa, a boy say, I'm a serious my daughter, you should know. What does it mean that Leman Tizkru Uzachartim is called Mitzvah Hashem? There's a machlokes Rashi and Ramban, Shat in the Pasuk. And Lacharis Negei Halacha l'maisa, when you're Bekayin every minute, the whole day, the Mitzvah of the Bach. Rashi learns, what does it mean? How are you going to remember all the Mitzvahs of Hashem when you're wearing tzitzis? Rashi says, because tzitzis gets you to Taryag. Why? Because tzitzis is 590. Now I know, before we said tzitzis is 600, that's if you put two yuds in the tzitzis. But if Rashi is going that there's only one yud, so it's tzitzis without the missing yud, so it's 590. So tzitzis is 590. Plus, there are shmoyim chutim, plus chamisha kshatim. No, fakert. I'm sorry, I'll say it again. Rashi says tzitzis is 600. Yeah, like the Hezhemites. Tzitzis is 600. Tzitzis with two yuds is 600. Yeah? Plus five ksharim, plus eight echutim is tariyat. Azoy zok Rashi. And that's what you're supposed to have in mind, that you can remember the tariyat mitzvahs. Because the tzitzis is 600, I think the Torah brings it in Simen Ches, this, that 600 plus five plus eight. Fret the Ramban. Tzitzis is only 590. He takes out one of the yud. He says, we don't have the extra yud. It doesn't say it. The decree is with an extra yud, but the ksiv is without the yud. So tzitzis is only 590. Plus, whether there's five ksharim, midaraisa, you only need one kesher. We only hear the deraisa, the esem pasuk, midaraisa kesher echad. Al tuchutim et amachlokes beishami beitilel. If it's three or four, how can you say, kuli alma, that that's the laman tizguru? The Ramban is chaylik and he says that the laman tizguru is the tcheles. The tcheles, like liyam, yam daim lirkiya, kisiyakovit. The laman tizguru is the tcheles. So we have a machlokes Rashi and Ramban. And I think it's not only pshat in the pasuk. I think it's negayah the kavanas habach. Whether the laman tizguru is the tchelis, the Ramban was the tchelis, and Rashi learns it's because tzitzis is 600 plus five sharon plus shmoy nechutim. The meshachachma, mimoyzis not a pshat. The meshachachma says uzachartem es kol mitzvay tashem. He says kol mitzvay tashem is gematria 612. Why 612? Because you're wearing tzitzis. You're going to remember the other 612 mitzvahs. Kol mitzvahs Hashem is 612. Al yidei tzitzis, you remember the other 612. V'loy sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei neichem. Rashi brings halev choymed v'ha'ayin roya. L'choyret ayin roya, and then the lev is choymed. And asach redden degen them. If you want their hair, karts and sharf, you could have two people walking in the street. We talked before about being in the Beis Medrash, but you could have two people walking in the street. You could have two people in the Beis Medrash also. And one of them walked for 20 minutes down the street, and what he saw was the Rashba. That's what he saw. He was a new Rashba. That's what he saw. And the Andarach is an Andarach. So what you see is really what was the Leif Choymet. The Leif Choymet comes before the Ayin Roy. It's not that you think Ayin Roy and then Leif Choymet. The Leif Choymet is Koyveya, what a person sees. We spoke in the beginning of the parasha, we were Makasha, Meraglan, Tzitzis, Elu, Ro, Veloy, Loch, Humus. A person has to be Roya, to be Mistakel. Tzitzis is to be Mistakel. You have to know what to be Mistakel, or what to be Mizboinan, and what not. I meant that two people could mamish walk together in the street. When Einarat is then, I am Zahan, Einarat is then, Anderza. This is Negei Osom, Benad Machaveri. What do you look on a person? What you see? A person has to know Vitsa cooking and how to look, but it's not so partial. You can have two people, they think they're looking at the same thing, but that's an Anderza. He's looking with a positive attitude, he's looking with a negative attitude, he's doing the wrong things he shouldn't have seen. Halev choymet unnochtem the ayin is roya, is takal, the tzitzis is supposed to remind us, v'leishasura acharei levavchem, v'acharei enechem, l'man tizukiru es komitzei.